It had been a year since I'd met the doctor and his assistant, Miss Featherstone. I'd burned through the cash they'd given me and more than one bottle of Mega Gin. I'd hit the bottom of the bottle and bounced back. We'd decoded the signals. We'd explored in Miss Featherstone's asp exhaustively, and we'd kept the doctor safe from all manners of mishaps. It was time to reveal all, and not just to the doctor's assistant. We'd met at the doctor's lab on the Gnosis somewhere in the Pleiades. You may want to sit down, doctor.
I appear to have had a mishap.
Oh no, Doctor! Your scale models are the unknown probes. You broke them.
Well, I can glue them back together again if you want, Doctor.
Thank you, Tiart. Detective Dick, I think I'd better remain standing.
I have another chair here, Doctor.
No, I think I have an alien probe embedded in my rear.
We'll look into it. I have finished my investigation, Doctor. I've got bad news. It's Thargoids.
Don't worry, I've got creams that solves that.
No, Doctor. The probes. They're alien.
Mein Gott! You mean the alien probes and the alien artifacts are alien?
Oh my, however did you find out?
It all began in 3125.
What, nearly 200 years ago?
Yes. Almost half the doctor's life ago, when he was a young man of only 180.
I remember it, like it was only 30 years ago, when all we were allowed to fly were cobras, and the eight-sided vessels grabbed us from witch space and attacked us with drones.
Which space was that?
Somewhere in the lave, my dear.
It turns out that human forces had attacked a peaceful delegation of aliens somewhere in the Veliazzi system. These days, it's known as Epsilon Indy, shortly before these attacks began.
You mean?
Yes, doll.
That's Miss Featherstone to you, Detective.
That doesn't matter now. Anyway, a young undergraduate, one Alberforce Arcanon, named the aliens Thargoids. Eight-limbed, eight-sided, and ammonia-based life forms. Shortly after, they vanished.
Along with my student, Grant!
But Doctor, you mean you've met these aliens before?
I've seen things you people would not believe. But that's just tears in the rain now. Besides, my memories of that time are hazy. Maybe something to do with the money from my grant.
You mean you got very drunk, yes?
Maybe.
Anyway, 100 years later, there were news reports in the tabloid Galactic Press about a conspiracy to cover up the return of these aliens. And this time, a strange organization known as the Intergalactic Naval Reserve Arm were ready for him. A research fellow attached to INRA had been experimenting with mushrooms.
I was in my hippie phase, you know, and grew my hair long and wore a caftan.
You mean you were stoned?
This isn't the Middle Ages, my dear. Nothing that drastic. They just sent me for psychiatric assessment and cut off my...
Oh my!
My grant!
The resulting mycoid virus appears to have wiped out the Thargoids by attacking their polymer-based forms, and in the process, destroyed the entire latex industry for years.
That would explain the population boom.
Then, 2 years ago, these mysterious unknown artifacts appeared, and the good doctor hired me to investigate. They made strange noises, and appeared to emit Morse code. Later, in 3301, the artifacts started scanning ships and broadcasting line art drawings of them back to an unknown location. Stations started malfunctioning, as did the doctor's equipment.
I've had that seen to now.
Then, last year, barnacles were discovered in the Pleiades, and releasing meta-alloys which pilots used to fix stations brought offline by the unknown artifacts.
I remember. There was a connection between the artifacts leaching materials from surrounding station structures and repairing themselves. But the meta-alloys were leached in preference, causing the unknown artifacts to repair and stop damaging stations.
Indeed, lady.
I think I prefer Miss Featherstone, if that's okay, Detective.
Dick.
Yes.
We then discovered the probes, which, when probed, disabled the ship, doing the probing by unknown means. This is what happened to Miss Featherstone's asp.
That's enough of that chat. Get back to mending my models.
Then, a crashed alien ship of unknown origin was discovered in the Pleiades, and these unknown probes started sending signals to the Kahl 70 sector. In January of this year, reports came in of encounters with giant alien vessels, which grabbed ships at a frameshift, disabled them, and subjected them to a huge probe.
Chat! I said that's enough!
Sorry, Doctor.
Things have accelerated. Fast. First, we discovered the aliens were sucking barnacles. Then the signals led to a gigantic alien structure on a planet.
Chad and I took a trip to one of those and we found the missing link.
You know, it's not polite to call Mr. Potter names.
No, Doctor, not him. The link between the artifacts and the probes.
There's a link? My God, I must see what they look like right away!
Doctor, I've fixed your broken probes. I think I've got them correct.
What an astonishing and unexpected coincidence. Chad has muddled up all the broken parts and they look just like an unknown link. Anyway, Chad and I found these little scavengers on the planet's surface near the structures. Cute little critters. We brought one back for you to look at. It looks so forlorn and lost down there in the wreck of whatever the building was. And we found a map as well. We were hoping to take him back to his friends.
You mean you've captured an alien?
Yes, we've got one in the hold. He's made a terrible mess of everything. Don't worry though, I bought one of those resistant racks from Professor Palin. Hang on, let me open the door here so you can see him. Get back, you little critter!
Look out! He's getting angry!
It took some time to get the scavenger under control. Chart sedated it with a heavy blow from a nearby filing cabinet. The doctor collapsed through sheer terror, but we revived him, with help from Miss Featherstone's perfume cabinet. We studied the scavenger, and the plaintive signals sent us to the Pleiades, in the hopes of finding one of these alien crafts, and returning their little alien friend to them.
Doctor, wake up! We're in the Pleiades! We found one of the Thargoids!
Quick, follow it, and turn your scanners up to full power! We want to try communicating when we give them back this little scavenger.
Hang on, Doctor. I've detected a wake signature. There are some other ships here.
They look like Aegis ships.
The fools! They're going to ruin my experiment! Stop them! Fast!
Commanders, they're not responding to messages. I've got an audio feed from their wing.
Entering range of the target shutdown pulse.
Deploy countermeasures.
Countermeasures charged and active.
Shutdown pulse imminent.
Here it comes.
Countermeasures effective.
Moving to phase two. Activate prototype missiles.
Let's see what these new weapons can do.
Target knocked.
On my mark. Fire!
Missiles away.
Those fools! They've really done it now!
Down to 50%.
So they can be hurt. Ready another strike.
Wait. 70%.
What?
Say again. I need a clear reading.
80%.
What the hell? It's healing.
90%. Commander, some kind of energy buildup from the target.
Did you see those little drones? It reminds me of... No!
Quick, Chart, get my asp out of here. The doctor's had some kind of flashback to the year 3125.